Hello, namaste everyone. This is Lily with Nature's Blessings. Welcome to Cosmic Vibes. Welcome to the spirit world. You probably heard this phrase, everything is energy, many, many times, but I'm here to remind you that everything is energy. Absolutely everything is energy. And there is a vibration in everything around us. And animals, birds, plants talk to each other through vibrations, through energy. So some people call this healing energy light. Some people call this energy God's universal life force or loving energy. And whatever you want to call it, whatever people call it, it's one of the most ancient healing techniques. And this healing energy is extremely subtle. It's very gentle type of energy. Now, once you understand this concept that everything is energy at your cellular level, really, really deep, and not only intellectually, you will find this healing energy accessible to you, and you'll find ways to increase your vibrations in order to access this type of healing energy. Healing energy is just pure high vibration or frequency. It's very simple. Let me give you examples of low vibrations, and these are like depression, anger, judgment. Judgment is a very low vibration. Also sadness, guilt, doubt, resentment, fear. Fear is the lowest vibration probably possible. And these are definitely not energies of healing, okay? On the other side, the high vibrations, love, happiness, joy, gratitude. Gratitude is very, very powerful vibration of healing. Love is the highest vibration because, you know, as you probably heard so many times, love heals, right? This is the reason why love heals, because it's a very, very, very high vibration, actually being the highest. So when you are in pain, where you are sick, where you are ill, then you are definitely into a low vibration. And when you're happy, when your body is healthy, when you're healthy, when your body is healed, then you are in high vibrations, in the energies of love. It's that very simple. So what is a healer, an energy healer? Is of course the one that sends healing energy. And the energy, of course, is the highest energy. The healer's job is to tap into that universal life force, to that source that is infinite. That's number one. And number two, his duty is to raise his or her vibrations really, really high. So why tap into the universal source or into God's powers or into God's healing energies? Because the healer doesn't use his own energies. He's just a vessel. He's just a channel. He's a facilitator. He doesn't do the healing per se, because the healers don't heal, doctors don't heal. The body heals itself, yeah? The body has a beautiful ability to heal. So the healer just holds a high vibrational field of energy that is from the universal source, from God, and uses his or her intentions, of pure intentions of loving and serving others in order to heal. Is that simple? Healing cannot be forced. It's just that the body, the physical body, goes into a defensive mode if the energy is forced. And what it does, it results into stress and tightness, not necessarily onto the muscles and the tissue, but the entire physical body. So healing definitely cannot be forced or pushed, okay? Healing only takes place when the body is completely and totally relaxed, when it's stress-free. So in other words, the energy must not be pushed or forced, but just be allowed. So that's another beautiful thing about understanding and knowing the concept of body healing itself. You're just helping. Yeah, you are just serving as a healer, right? This way you are not responsible for anyone's healing, and ego doesn't get caught into the healing process, which is just beautiful. Also, you are not taking on anyone's pain and suffering. You are not responsible for either success or failure. So you're just neutral As a healer, you're just neutral and you're holding the space, you're holding a high vibration, you're holding love, and let it flow. That's all. Now, of course, the higher the level of vibration the energy healer holds, the easier and the faster the healing, right? But also the one that receives healing has to be willing, either consciously or subconsciously or spiritually, to allow this vibration, this energy to be raised. Now, if both, the healer and the receiver of energy, they both on the same path, then miraculous healings and results are being produced. Intention and attitude are also very important parts of the healing process, in particular for the healer, because moving the energy is done through intention and attitude. So remember, everything is energy, so the healer has to be positive, has to be healthy as well, has to be in a great positive mood and have a happy attitude, right? To have great positive results. So a great healer actually takes good care of his or her body, has done a lot of work on himself or herself, also possibly gone through an illness or any hardship in life and overcame it. And as a result, he or she became more compassionate, more loving, more caring, and of course, stronger. Now, energy healing is not sent to the physical body. It is, in fact, sent to the aura or subtle bodies. And what is the aura? Aura is an energy field that surrounds the physical body. And it can be made out of many subtle bodies, like the mental body, spiritual body, emotional body, etheric body. To make it very simple, the energy is sent to the spirit. Now, if there are blockages or stagnant energy that are trapped into this energy field or aura or, you know, spiritual, mental, or emotional bodies, now, that can cause imbalances in the physical body. Now, this stagnant energy or these blocks that reside in the energetic field or in the aura can be caused by negative emotions, memories from the past, from or experiences, DNA, ancestors, etc. And these are like just like poison or toxins that reside, instead of residing in the physical body, they reside in the aura, in the energy field. And they are real. Sometimes when I do energy work on someone, and sometimes I feel those toxins, like really yucky energy. Sometimes they smell. Sometimes they have ugly colors. It all depends on the senses that one uses, but they are real. And as soon as the blocks are cleansed and, of course, dealt with, then one feels relief immediately, where, you know, sometimes it takes a while, but their health is improved in the physical body. So it's so interesting how this physical body and spiritual body connect to each other, how these trapped toxins and poisons in the spiritual, or in the aura, in the energy field, can influence the physical body. It's just amazing. Sometimes I cannot explain it, but it's miraculous when you just direct energy with your highest intentions and your purest intention, and you see great results. It's absolutely beautiful. Healing techniques are so many. Some people connect to the source above by thinking or visualizing the source above or God, whatever they're connected with. Some people connect to their heart. Some people just use their mind power or the power of visualization. There's so many techniques out there. For beginners, a great, great technique to activate the energy healing is just to rub your palms together, and then you create some heat between your palms in order to activate the healer. I call them the healer centers, the palm energy centers, or, you know, palm chakras. These are used to send healing energy. So it's a great technique for the beginning. I mentioned before intention, because it's very important, because everything should start with an intention, any healing work. Breathing is also very important when one does healing work. In Sanskrit, it's called prana, or life force. When breath enters the body through the nostrils, it becomes vital spiritual energy, and it's very powerful. It's crucial. It's breath, I think, is very, very important. At the beginning of every healing session, I do breath work with the people I work with, because we establish a connection. Awareness also is very important. You cannot actually do healing work without being aware, without being present. Belief system is one of the most important players in our life, because belief system can be our worst enemy or our best friend. So no matter what form of therapy, be it herbs or can be acupuncture or crystals or any form of healing, if the belief system that is in our heart is not strong and positive, then healing is it's impossible. If the belief system is positive, then we can accomplish almost anything. So everything is energy, and healing energy is raised high vibration. Sun is a great source of energy. It's also vitamin D, but not only that, is high energy. Exercise increases energy. Our body is designed to move every single day. So any form of exercise, any cardio or yoga, swimming is really good. Tennis, dancing, oh my God, dancing increases energy. Also the world of the unseen, for people that are more into the spiritual world, if they get in touch with the mystical spiritual world, then vibrations are really high. Because it's so much fun and so much joy to be in the presence of angels and spirit guides. Because their purpose is to assist and support and help grow and evolve. So it's just, I love it. Water. Water is very important. Your body is thirsty. Remember this. Your body is thirsty. So give it water. Give it energy. And alkaline water is... Look into the alkaline water. That's what I can say. Nature. Be in the nature. Sing also. Chant. Vocalize. Dance. Smile. Laugh. Also, celebrate your successes. That's very important, to celebrate every small success. Because that increases your vibrations, and not only that, but invites more of that. Share with others. Teach. Nutritious foods. Just eat properly. Eat your veggies, eat your fruits, eat your raw food daily. Very important. Okay, let go of any drama in your life. It's draining you. It's draining energy out of your energetic field, of your aura. So just simply acknowledge it, be aware of this, and decide to focus on what you want. Gratitude is next. This is probably one of the highest vibrations. I think it's probably below love energy. Positive attitude. It's a great way to heal. It is not easy to be positive when you are surrounded by, let's say negative people, or people that envy you, judge you, are mean to you. So do whatever it takes to stay away from this kind of people that do not support your highest level of your growth and excellence. Stay away from drama. Remember, the power to heal resides within your body, within yourself. Trust the healing process. Trust the ability of your body to being healed. Trust in love, because love is universal. And love communicates to everyone and everything. And is the foundation of all healing. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. So again, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings. Before I sign off, I'm just sending you healing vibrations, and from the source passing from my heart to yours. So stay healthy, stay strong, stay powerful. Blessings. Namaste.